Media Research Center, Google interfered in 41 U.S. elections over 16 years. By Lucas Nolan on March 18, 2024. A new study by the Media Research Center alleges that Google has repeatedly interfered in U.S. elections, favoring leftist candidates and suppressing conservative voices. Google, the ultra-woke tech giant that dominates online search and advertising, has been accused of a staggering pattern of election interference spanning over 16 years and 41 separate instances, according to a bombshell report from the Media Research Center, MRC. The study, conducted by MRC's Free Speech America division, levels severe allegations against the Silicon Valley giant, claiming it has systematically utilized its immense technological prowess to sway electoral outcomes in favor of left-leaning candidates. MRC researchers have found 41 times where Google interfered in elections over the last 16 years, and its impact has surged dramatically, making it ever more harmful to democracy. In every case, Google harmed the candidates, regardless of party, who threatened its left-wing candidate of choice, asserted Dan Schneider, vice president of MRC Free Speech America, and Gabriella Pariso, the division's editor. The study cites a litany of apparent infractions, ranging from algorithmic manipulation to outright censorship. Among the most egregious claims are allegations that Google favored Barack Obama over his Republican rivals John McCain in 2008 and Mitt Romney in 2012, refused to rectify a derogatory Google bomb smearing Rick Santorum during the 2012 GOP primaries, and excluded potentially damaging autofill results for Hillary Clinton in 2016 while not extending the same courtesy to Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders. Moreover, the researchers assert that Google disabled Tulsi Gabbard's ad account during the 2020 Democratic debates, suppressed negative coverage of Joe Biden, concealed most Republican campaign websites in 2022's competitive Senate races, and is actively aiding Biden's 2024 campaign by burying in its search results the campaign websites of every one of his significant opponents. The authors of the study allege that this pattern of misconduct extends far beyond mere isolated incidents. Utilizing the many tools in its arsenal, Google aided those who most closely aligned with its leftist values from election cycle to election cycle since as far back as the 2008 presidential election. Meanwhile, it targeted for censorship those candidates who posed the most serious threat, they wrote, accusing the company of making election interference an organizational mission. Supporting these claims, the study cites research from Dr. Robert Epstein, who concluded that Google's algorithm likely shifted at least 2.6 million votes toward Hillary Clinton in 2016, while its results and get-out-the-vote reminders favored Democrats and shifted the 2020 election results by at least 6 million votes. Google has adamantly refuted the allegations, asserting it has implemented robust safeguards to ensure unbiased and accurate search results. There is absolutely nothing new here, just a recycled list of baseless, inaccurate complaints that have been debunked by third parties and many that failed in the courts, a Google spokesperson told Fox News Digital, adding, "We have a clear business incentive to keep everyone using our products, so we have no desire to make them biased or inaccurate." Read more at MRC Free Speech here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.